Greetings. Overcomers.ca. The Epistle Mysteries, Chapter 30. The Mystery of the Church. Riding the Firestorm. Scriptures. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the Church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the Church. Ephesians 5:29-32. Fear and the pit, the snare, are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison. And after many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. Isaiah 24:17-23. Come near, ye nations, to hear, and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all the hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falleth off the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven, and behold, it shall come down. Isaiah 34:1-5. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. 2 Peter 3:9-14. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was then, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. 2 Peter 3, verses 3 to 7. And the Lord said to Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Genesis 7, 1. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near her the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Isaiah 26, 15 to 21. End scriptures. Two visions. First vision. Then the angel which carried me bore me away even unto the place in heaven where the ancient and the wise ones did sit, even before the throne of the Almighty. From there I saw the Lord upon the throne, and my feet were set there, even upon the paved work before his throne and before his face. There, in the midst of the elders, I saw the Lord. His face was furrowed, and he was wroth with a great fury, and his countenance was fearful. He did look upon the earth. The earth before him was as though a man looked upon a small sphere, a globe big enough for a hand. The earth had become very black, filled with iniquity, and with the vile ungodliness which filled the nations and the hearts of men. As such, it was covered from every part in a huge black storm, a raging blackness of thick darkness and clouds with no water. The same violence that gripped the world in the days of Noah had filled once again the earth. The imaginations of men's hearts had become evil continually. Man had cast off the true light and had taken on the darkness and enjoyed it as though it were a mantle of covering for them and a place of refuge and contentment. In the midst of this, man continued on in wickedness, not caring that their way had become infused with complete corruption and that nothing in the world of men was any more able to shine forth any light. It was this world that the Lord was beholding, even in our very time. I saw then, as I stood amongst the ancients, that the Lord in wrath brought forth his left hand, and with it he totally covered the earth, so that it could not be seen. The earth now was held in the grip of his left hand, which hand engulfed all the earth. The blackness and the evil iniquity of man, which had come to the full. Then with his right hand, he brought forth light. He inserted the light from his right hand under the left hand, which covered the earth, so that the earth could once again have light and vision. Second vision. I beheld then the nations in this present hour upon the earth. Each nation had now grown as fodder for the fuel of unquenchable fire. The works of man had become so corrupt that nothing man did any more had any value to it, but was only fodder which would feed the flames of retribution and judgment. And then I saw the flaming course of the Spirit of the Lord go forth and consume the nations. Just as explosive fuel is ignited and spreads quickly over the ground, so did the consuming fire of the Lord spread in the very same way. Nothing upon the earth or under the earth escaped this fire. All of it became fodder for the fuel to feed upon. It was a fearsome sight, because everything was ignited and consumed by the fires of his jealousy. When I saw this, my heart questioned as to what would remain. But I knew that all the works of man were to be completely destroyed, all that man had made, all that man held as value, was but fuel for the fire of his burning. Nothing will survive this fire that is about to come. All things in this earth will be consumed by it, and nothing shall escape it. End second vision. And visions. Continuing on now in the third part of the mystery of the church. We have come now to the part of the study on the epistle mysteries where we see revealed for our understanding the truth of the ark of safety, that the true body of Christ, with Christ as the head of this body, is now to be the only ark of safety for anyone in the world of men to survive in. Just as the ark bore up Noah and his family during the end of the first world, so now the ark will bear up all who come to Christ and who give him their lives to be part of the body of the Lord in the end of the second world. That ark will be the only ark which will survive the firestorm that is about to be unleashed in this world. The body of Christ will ride the firestorm. They will come through it unscathed and without the smell of smoke upon even their hair or their clothes. They will escape this judgment of burning, and they will not be harmed in any way, but will enter into the next age with the full measure of the Lord within them and upon them. Now, when I say they will escape this judgment of burning, know that I do not mean that they will not have first partaken of the fire themselves. For I say unto you, dear reader, that if you are enduring your trials day by day now, in this present world, then you are also enduring day by day the fire of the Lord in retribution and in judgment against your very own flesh, that nature in you which, day by day, will become weaker, while the spiritual man slowly, bit by bit, becomes stronger. For the weakening of your flesh is a present reality. It is weakened and that you die to it, become to it a corpse, a body laid as dust upon the earth. And this progressive working is very much a reality because of your daily testings. Understand, dear reader of this very page, that when you look upon your own life, you may not perceive this change. You may think that you are still in a horrible state of flesh, stagnant, contrary to the Lord, not in tune with the Lord. But you may be that horrible thought that you are still the Lord's enemy, that understanding him is far from you and foreign to you. Instead, you see just your own flesh. This is the walk of the overcomer in this present hour. They see their own flesh. It is before their eyes because it has risen to the top. It has burned upwards into the top of the pot of seething, so that this dross part of you can now be removed by the Spirit of the Lord in correction. If you loathe your flesh, you are on the overcomer's path, for that flesh is being judged now in the life of they that form the body of Christ in the earth. The judgments against the flesh in the overcomers will be in tune with the finished work of Christ upon Calvary, that you will indeed reckon yourselves dead unto sin and alive unto God by the Holy Spirit, or rather, by the Spirit of the Lord that is now one with your spirit. That which Jesus died to upon the cross will in this time be your full reality. You too will know you died with him. You too will be dead to your flesh, even in this time of the unleashing of the fire of the Lord. For the Holy Church of Christ is a church that is born not just of spirit, but of fire. It is born of the cleansing which can never be done again, a cleansing which forever separates out anything of the taint of iniquity in each cell of this body. So these two things are happening at this present time. Your flesh is at the surface, waiting for his fire to remove it, and your spirit is reckoning that the flesh is now deceased fully, and you are a complete new creation in him. The Spirit of the Lord will make all this clear to your understanding as you walk forward day by day until he comes. What the world is about to see is its utter demise. Let me say that again. What the world is about to see is its utter demise. The judgment of fire that is coming upon this world of men will be equivalent to the flood in Noah's day, in that nothing will survive it. The ending of the present age, time, and purpose of the world and the rule of man in this world will suffer just as much of a cataclysmic demise as did the first world who mocked Noah while he prepared the ark. Look about you, dear reader of these pages. Nothing you see in this world will survive into the next age that is dawning. Nothing that man has built, nor any of his governing power or programs, nothing of man's economy or religion will survive the fire that is going to now be poured forth upon the earth. As Noah emerged from the ark to view the masses of dead bodies littering the earth, so the works of man and the structures of man and the very lives of men will not survive this unleashing of the power of the Lord in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not hold to the gospel of his kingdom. The only place of safety during this time will be in the ark which the Lord has built for the end of this second world, and that is the church of the living Christ, the body of the Lord. That is the ark of safety. Everything outside of that ark will perish in the fires of his judgment. Do not think man will survive in his economy, or in his politics, or in his religious works. Do not think that these will continue. Man may patch up and fix and make new his vain efforts, but do not set your heart upon them. Instead, give glory to the Lord and forsake all of this you see in this present world around you as part of that old garment which must be put off. I prophesy to you that nothing that man has built these past millenniums of time will be able to enter the new age that is dawning. Mankind will enter this age stripped naked of all they clothed themselves in. They will appear in the shame of their nakedness when all that they have built is removed from them by the spirit of burning. If your heart is set upon this world, then that set part will also be burned up, for it cannot be set upon this which the Lord is about to remove. Think on this, dear overcomer. You have entered a time wherein your processing will end. Do you think they will not end? Just as sure as the next age dawns, so sure will your processing of flesh being separated from spirit end. Your eyesight, as I wrote earlier, might only see your flesh, but this must be so that all which is of flesh may be boiled to the surface and removed. Repeating those last couple of sentences. Think on this, dear overcomer. You have entered a time wherein your processing will end. Do you think they will not end? Just as sure as the next age dawns, so sure will your processing of flesh being separated from spirit end. Your eyesight, as I wrote earlier, may only see your flesh, but this must be so that all which is of flesh may be boiled to the surface and removed. There is an end. Even though you think the end of your processing may not come, it will. The Lord has determined to finish his work in you and complete it gloriously. His purpose is not to just leave the rest of mankind naked and ashamed either, but with the same grace and love, he will clothe mankind with his righteousness once the present ordered arrangement has been removed, and he will cover man in his salvation. Man will learn of the Lord and of his kingdom while sitting within it, being educated as to the spirit of the Lord and of his manifest love. All will know him. No one will be without his knowledge. That which Christ redeemed will be fully displayed, and no one will be left out of his greater purpose. Just know that we have come to crunch time. We will ride out this firestorm, but we will also be an ark of safety for mankind to come to. Indeed, this will be a perfect working of the Spirit of the Lord. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.